John Fowler, can I try and get you to sum up the last few hours? I know you're used to this. You've done this so many times. This was truly magnificent.
One word, amazing. Well, absolutely brilliant. I mean, that's two words as well, but fantastic. It's fantastic entertainment. Aid is always, when I've worked with him, he's been brilliant. I've been here before for the Wayne Marder one, and the crowd were fantastic again. Ender's done a fantastic job organising it, and you were brilliant winning your game with double 14. And at the end of the day, even whether it's cheating or whatever, if somebody gets a memory to take home with them that will last with them forever, then we're doing our job, and that's the main thing. And it's, like I said, it's all about entertainment. You know, obviously it's great to make money for the charities, but at the end of the day, everybody who's paid their money to come in to watch a good night, we make sure we give them a good night.
You had a very busy weekend. See, it was funny, we were talking earlier on and you were explaining that the kind of trips that you had to make, you know, Manchester to Birmingham, fly over to Dublin, do what you had to do down in Waterford and come back up here, back to Luton tomorrow. I mean, but this is what you do. I mean, this is your thing. And you do this on a regular basis. Why do you keep doing it, first of all? And second of all, what keeps you going? Because you just seem to be enthused every single time you do it.
To be fair, you know, I only turned professional 6 years ago, after I lost both my parents within 10 months.
And 6 years, is it?
Yeah. I was doing it for fun beforehand, as like a hobby. As I say, after my mum passed away 10 months after my father, I said to my brother on the way back from her funeral that I'm going to do what I want to do now. You know, who knows how long I'm going to be on this earth. I'm going to enjoy every day of it. People say, all this travelling, doesn't it get you down? I said, no, because that's part of the adventure. And at the end of the day, I know what I'm going to be doing or what I've just done. And it's my job, and I'm doing a job that I absolutely love. And the famous saying is, if you find a job that you absolutely love, you'll never work another day in your life. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. There are other people that have the same thing. But, you know, I'm 60 years old, and I'm having more fun now than I did when I was 30.
Have they changed Luton Airport, by the way?
Sorry?
As somebody who's been to Luton Airport more than once.
Oh.
Is it still the same as it always was?
No, it's changed. It changes every time I go. They've done it up so well, you don't recognise it. I used to know which way to go, but now I have to check it out. But that's good. But you only got half of my journey in anyway, because I started off at home Friday morning. I went to Derbyshire, met Jamie Caven, another professional player. From there, we went to Hull. And then we did the job Saturday morning. I get up and get a train from Hull to Manchester, Manchester to Birmingham, fly to Dublin, lift in a car with another professional, Wes Newton. We went to Waterford. And then this morning we left Waterford, came up to Galway, and then tomorrow again, like I say, go to Knock and fly to Luton, and then I'll get home about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and then within 3 hours I'll be back out the door again, because I run a singles darts league on a Monday night and we have a few games to finish off the season, and it has to be done tomorrow. So, and then Tuesday I might have a chill out.
John, I'm in the happy place when it comes to you, when it comes to work. But it's an absolute pleasure, sir. It's been an absolute pleasure tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, because you did so much to make this such a fantastic night. And I think every darts fan in Galway is not going to forget tonight, not by a long shot.
Definitely not. So it's always a pleasure to come over, and I can't wait to come back.
John, thank you so much.
Thank you.